This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Sean's science around ships.
Hello, it is Sean here with my old pal Robot, and we've been enjoying getting some fresh air on the Fun Kids ship, the SS Shawnee McShawnface.
Sometimes the Fun Kids studio gets very stuffy.
Yeah, it certainly can.
And rather stinky too.
Yeah, especially after Dan's been in there. But anyway, we're out at sea to learn more about ships with the help of our brilliant Botodex. Now, the question I'm asking today is, why can't ships go as fast as cars?
Great question.
It is a very good question. It says here that whilst small speedboats can get up to 80 knots, large cruise ships, even those built for speed, can only get to speeds of about 30 knots.
What's a knot? And what does it have to do with speed?
Hang on, I'm just getting to that bit. One knot is 1 nautical mile per hour, and nautical miles are a little bit longer than miles on land. So 21 knots is about 24 miles an hour, and 30 knots is about 34 miles an hour.
Seems pretty slow. If you greased my casters and pushed me down the hill, I'd probably go faster than a cruise ship.
Yeah, it does seem kind of slow, and with larger vessels, apparently, it doesn't matter if the boat is on or under the water. The fastest submarines don't go much above 40 knots, so that's still slower than cars on the motorway. There are high-tech improvements being tested all the time, using special membranes to cover the subs, or even creating pockets of air around them to help them slide through the water more quickly, which sounds like something out of a Bond movie. Most of them, though, are just stuck with the slower speeds. I wonder why that is. Oh, looks like there's some more info here. It's all to do with the power it takes to propel a ship through the water, just like when you're swimming. It takes effort to go forward because water resists things. Remember, that's called drag.
What a drag.
Small light craft don't need much power to push through the water because they aren't as heavy. But massive ships need a lot to shift themselves. And check this out. One of the biggest cruise liners is the MS Oasis of the seas. It can carry over 6,000 passengers, which is pretty massive, right? Well, according to the Botodex, its cruising speed is 22.6 knots, which is about 26 miles per hour, and burns an astonishing 11,361 gallons of fuel each hour.
Ouch, that must be expensive.
Yeah, and there's only so much space on the ship to carry fuel, so you can see why speeds just end up being slower. And hey, carrying 6,000 people, that's pretty impressive at any speed.
It certainly is. I couldn't carry one person, not even if they were a really skinny person.
Cruise ships often have other reasons for taking things slow. After all, lots of people on cruises are there to enjoy the scenery. If the ship zipped past at the speed of a motorboat, if they blinked, they'd miss it. So when passing through the seas around Hawaii, ships pause to let guests take photos of an erupting volcano on the Napoli coastline. You wouldn't want to miss that. And in icy waters around places like Alaska, glaciers and weather are also factors that can cause ships to need to travel slowly.
Brr.
Slow and steady, right, mate? Right, it's a bit nippy out here, so we're going to catch you next time. Bye for now.
Sean's Science Around Ships, with support from Lloyd's Register Foundation. Find out more at funkidslive.com/ships.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.